All right, check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3. And you're listening to The Poetry Show on Enlightened Radio, www.enlightenedradio.org. We're here 7 o'clock in the morning on Mondays. We're going to be reading a Zen poet today. Jane Hirschfield. California lady. Well, Oregon. Right now. Now, we're broadcasting from Bolivar, West Virginia, but this song is called Going to Mississippi by Magic Slim and the Teardrops. And we're happy to be associated with her.
Mississippi, if I have to walk, going down to Mississippi, if I have to walk, no, I get so tired, people giving me all this flick talk. I'm going to Mississippi,
yeah. Probably happy to do that. Unless you walk.
Going back to Mississippi if I have to hitchhike.
That's right.
I'm going to Mississippi if I have to ride a bike. I'm going to Mississippi. I'm going to Mississippi. I'm going to Mississippi.
Thank you.
Well, that we got ourselves down to Mississippi here now. And welcome to the, let me turn that thing off there. This is John Case. I'm sort of the, I'm the president of Enlightened Radio. we don't have any employees. but we do have a love of poetry. And this morning, I'm going to dig into just a few poems. This is a short show. We don't want to burden you with an academic attitude toward poetry. Not that that's a bad thing. Nothing wrong with studying our imagination and the works of our imagination with as much devotion as possible. And there's certainly a lot of people. I myself was a English major at one point and had thoughts of becoming a professor, but then, you know, I hung around a lot of professors and I don't know, something pulled me away. But this morning, now let's lose my place. What did I do? Where's my bio? That's what I want. Bio. Oh, come on. I just had it here. I took it from me. What's that one? Well, just like me to lose my bio, just disappear right on me. Okay, we're going to have to, I got to hang on. I got to look it up again. Anyway, this is, what day is this? This is the 27th of March, 2023. I didn't expect to live this long. I heard about Jane Hirschfield the first time from my good friend and actually the co-host of this original program, Janet Harrison. And I think Jane is one of her favorite poets of all time. Anyway, and Janet talked me into into traveling several times to the Dodge Poetry Festival, which is held up in, it was held up in near Lake Opacon, but now it's held in the Newark, New Jersey Civic Center, or it was when the mayor was in favor of those kind of things. They might have a different mayor now, and who knows. Anyway, she showed up a couple times. Paul Harvey, page two, to the Dodge Poetry Festival. And let's see if we can get to the little bio here. There we go. I got to listen to Jane read some of her poems. And, you know, we bought a book from her. I have this book right now that Janet gave me. I haven't even gotten into it too much. I'm not going to read from it today because the print's so small. But it's called Each Happiness Ringed by Lions, Selected Poems. And it's got some excerpts from many of her books. Anyway, let's talk about her a little bit. Jane Hirschfield was, I'm taking some of this from the Academy of American Poets. And Jane Hirschfield, she was born in New York City, February 24, 1953. So she's a little younger than me. A poet, a translator, an essayist, and an editor. She received her bachelor's from Princeton University in its first graduating class to include women. And she went on to study at the San Francisco Zen Center. She'd been writing poetry when she was quite young and got recognized for it for reasons you'll soon appreciate. And but she stopped writing poetry for almost 8 years in order to study Zen Buddhism. And I don't remember the exact phrase that she used, but she said that it was not possible to be a really great poet without having lived a full life and understanding life lived to its fullest. And her devotion to Zen and the, which is of course a not so much a it's called a religion, but it's not so theistic actually, but it's a way of life which extends back thousands and thousands of years. In Eastern civilization, her books of poetry include Ledger. That's a fairly recent one, published in 2020. The Beauty Poems, published in 2015, which was long listed for the National Book Award of the following year. And another book entitled Given Sugar, Given Salt, which was a finalist for the National Book Critics Circle Award. Hirschfield is the author of also some other thing, 10 Windows, How Great Poems Transform the World, and another kind of critical book called 9 Gates, Entering the Mind of Poetry, published in 1997. And she has an e-book on Basho, which is a important Zen source of wisdom, called The Heart of Haiku. And she also has edited and co-translated books with Mariko Aratani and Robert Bly, also a very famous American poet. About her work, I'm going to read a little quote from the poet Kay Ryan, who's also a wonderful American poet. Jane Hirschfield is that rare thing in contemporary American life, a true person of letters, an eloquent and exacting poet. First, but in addition, the author of enduring essays and influential translations and anthologies. Now add this to a life on the hustings, bringing the good news about poetry to nearly every state of the Union. Then further add her elegant ambassadorship for poetry in the greater world. Think Japan, Poland, China, and you have something that satisfies the old sense of a person of letters. A writer who demonstrates in every possible way that this life matters. She's had many honors, including the Poetry Center Book Award, the Donald Hall Jane Kenyon Prize. The Kenyon Prize is a beautiful prize. The Bay Area Book Reviewers Award, Columbia University's Translation Center Award, and the Commonwealth Club of California Poetry Medal. As well as fellowships from the Guggenheim Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Rockefeller Foundation. Her work has been selected for 7 editions of Best American Poetry, and in 2004, Hirschfield was awarded the 70th Academy Fellowship for Distinguished Poetic Achievements by the Academy of American Poets. In 2019, she was elected to the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. She's taught at Stanford, Berkeley, a Benenting Master's in Fine Arts Writing Program, the University of San Francisco. Been visiting poet in residence at Duke University, the University of Alaska, the University of Virginia, and elsewhere. And she has been the Elliston Visiting Poet at the University of Cincinnati. She served as Chancellor of the American Academy of American Poets from 2012 to 2017, and the guest editor for Poem a Day in April 2021, National Poetry Month. She lives in the Bay Area, San Francisco. Well, let's try on a little poem here. What's that? Another one. The one I wanted to start with was the wedding poem. If I can get that up here. It's an ode. That there's the proteins one. We got to let them not say one. I like that too. A blessing for a wedding. All right. This is kind of an ode. If you've read a lot of, or been noticed, ever checked out Pablo Neruda's Chilean odes, great odes they're called. He wrote one a day for a year. it's like 365 odes. Anyway, this is kind of an ode called A Blessing for a Wedding. I don't know when this one was written. When was this written? 2010, it was published. All right. Blessing for a Wedding. Today, when persimmons open and ripen. Today, when foxkits come out of their den into the snow. Today, when the spotted egg releases its wren song. Today, when the maple sets down its red leaves. Today, when windows keep their promise to open. Today, when fire keeps its promise to warm. Today, when someone you love has died, or someone you never met has died. Today, when someone you love has been born, or someone you will not meet has been born. Today, when rain leaps to the waiting of roots in their dryness. Today, when starlight bends to the roofs of the hungry and tired. Today, when someone sits long inside his last sorrow. Today, when someone steps into the heat of her first embrace. Today, let this light bless you. With these friends, let it bless you. With snow scent and lavender, bless you. Let the vow of this day keep itself wildly and wholly, spoken and silent, surprise you inside your ears, sleeping and waking, unfold itself inside your eyes. Let its fierceness and its tenderness hold you. Let its vastness be undisguised in all your days. I call that a great wedding ode. If she had written it 40 years before that, I would have had to love to have heard it read at my own wedding. We chose, a sonnet from Shakespeare that my good friend, long gone now, Robert Garcia, read. But I would have loved to hear this one by Jane, too. Blessing for a Wedding. Now, one of my thoughts about poems is that I kind of like to, meditate on the poem a little bit, before moving on to another one. You know, let it sink in a little bit. But, of course, that requires, the right kind of, some kind of image. So we have to play some that's, that will take us to the next poem. And so I choose Nora Jones' Moon Song to do that. It's not one of her better known tunes, but I want to think about Blessing for a Wedding Day.
leaves the western sky. The night dissolves again till morning, azure turns to gold, azure turns to gold. I'm gonna sleep with one eye open, I'm gonna keep the shades half drawn, nearly silent, dressed in shadows, lines and colors fall, lines and colors fall. Just watch her go. Dissolves again till morning. The moon is in your eyes. The moon is in your eyes. The moon is in your eyes. The moon is in your eyes.
Well, so after that, bit of a moon song there from Norah Jones. we're going to move on to another little poem by Jane here. This one's called My Proteins. And as an introduction to this, I should mention that Jane Hirschfeld has a keen interest in science. And it's one of the interesting things about her that about her Zen Buddhism, actually, is that she tries to find intimate and very wide-ranging connections between the spiritual thought of Zen and practical scientific relationships. Like, for example, this one, which is called My Proteins. it gets personal pretty fast, but you'll see how she blends her scientific education, which is mostly a grown-up thing she's done, but into poetry. My Proteins. Okay. They have discovered, they say, the protein of itch. Natriuretic polypeptide B, okay, the protein of itch, and that it travels its own distinct pathway inside my spine, as it do pain, pleasure, and heat. A body, it seems, is a highway, a cloverleaf crossing well-built, well-traversed, some of me going north, some of me going south. 90% of my cells, they have discovered, are not my own person. They are other beings inside me. As 96% of my life is not my life, yet I, they say, am they. My bacteria and yeasts, my father and mother, grandparents, lovers, my drivers, talking on cell phones, my subways and bridges, my thieves, my police who chase myself night and day. My proteins, apparently also me, fold the shirts. Huh. I find in this crowded metropolis a quiet corner where I build, of not me Lego blocks, a bench, pigeons, a sandwich, a rye bread, mustard and cheese. It is me, and it is not. The hunger that makes the sandwich good. It is not me, then is the sandwich. A mystery neither of us can fold, unfold, or consume. My proteins. I find that just a charming poem. And I think you get a sense of the kind of zen in the folding of things into each other. Let me move. I'm gonna do another one before we take a little break. I mean, that poem is fairly concrete. You know, it is true that when you focus on a physical sort of quote scientific end quote thing, you know, your leap into where your imagination, especially a zen imagination, might take you, provides a sharp, very noticeable change in your mind when you read it. And so, not other poems, you know, affect you a little bit differently. But I'm not sure that one needs a song to reflect on yet in the moment. So we'll go on, and we're going to read another one called Let Them Not Say. This is, there's no indication about what event inspired this poem. I probably could research it and find out, but I don't think that that's important because, but I think each of us, as we listen to this, a memory will be found that pretty much fits the bill of the thing that we should not say, or we did not say. Let them not say, we did not see it. We saw. Let them not say, we did not hear it. We heard. Let them not say that they did not taste it. We ate and we trembled. Let them not say it was not spoken, not written. We spoke. We witnessed with voices and hands. Let them not say they did nothing. We did not enough. Let them not say, as they must say something. A kerosene beauty, it burned. Let them not say we warmed ourselves by it, read by its light, praised. And it burned. Now that poem takes you quite a few different places in my view. It's like it's like those reminders that you get, you know, when you leave in a relationship. Or just even temporarily, or when you leave a conversation that you hope to persuade or be persuaded, but they were not and you were not, and yet You maybe told yourself a little lie about it, and now you have to think about it. We're going to do this little beautiful, probably one of Robert Hunter's best song poems. And the Grateful Dead, of course, with whom he was associated, recorded it. But since we're kind of in a Nora mood this morning, I am anyway, we're going to play Nora Jones' version of this tune. And think about the thing we should not say. It's a live performance. An encore. Well, so we're going to listen to Jane reading one of her poems called All to You Human. She's a good reader, too. This was from quite a while ago, 2006. She's going to read two very short poems, one called An Essay and the other The Enemy. But let's take a listen to her reading two of her poems.
When I read a poet for the first time, I almost always look for...
Well, I guess she's not reading this. That doesn't sound like Jane, but we'll see. Let's see what it sounds like.
For the shortest poem, I'm lazy. Besides, I figure if a poet can't convince me with a short poem, I'm not going to be able to hang in there for the long ones. This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast, June 27th, 2006. I'm Curtis Fox. Today, Jane Hirschfield, All Too Human. A few of Jane Hirschfield's short poems recently grabbed me by the lapels and said to me, nonviolently, of course, she's a Buddhist, they said, read me, I have something to say to you. And they really do. Take this short prose poem, for example. It has a peculiar, somewhat difficult title, Of an Assay. I had to look assay up in the dictionary. It's a mining term meaning to test the quality of a metal or an ore. And by of, she means the preposition itself. Yes, the poem is a testing or an exploration of a preposition. Not the most promising subject. Hirschfield explains how she got there.
I suddenly found myself writing a number of poems about small parts of speech that usually don't get much attention. So there's a poem about to, there's a poem about and there's a poem about of. And it is amazing to me how much these small language acts actually do and how various their work is. Of an Assay. Its chain link can be delicate or massive. In the human realm, directional. The one thing also connects to another through and, this is not the same. Consider. Science and elephants. The science of elephants. The elephants of science. In nature, however, the preposition is bidirectional and equal. The tree that possesses the roots is not different from the root-possessed tree. The flashing red of the hummingbird's crest is the bird. The crust of a bread loaf, the loaf. The interior non-existent without the external, each part co-equal. And so grief, too, becomes meaningless in that fortunate world.
Jane Hirschfield reading her prose poem, Of an Assay. The poem is basically a mini-essay about how nature, unlike language, how nature doesn't have hierarchies of meaning and categorization. And it's not until the final phrase of the poem that we get its emotional punch.
And so grief, too, becomes meaningless in that fortunate world.
In that fortunate world. Not in our human realm, but in that world of nature. The implication is that the poet has suffered some kind of terrible loss and is brutally reminded that, unlike in nature, grief for humans is never meaningless. We must suffer. So after setting off to assay an ordinary part of speech, Hirschfield happens upon a totally unexpected seam of feeling and meaning. Here's a poem that deals more directly with emotional distress. It's called The Envoy.
This was a poem written after a long and difficult year in my life. The Envoy. One day in that room, a small rat. 2 days later, a snake. Who, seeing me enter, whipped the long stripe of his body under the bed, then curled like a docile house pet. I don't know how either came or left. Later, the flashlight found nothing. For a year I watched as something, terror, happiness, grief, entered and then left my body, not knowing how it came in, not knowing how it went out. It hung where words could not reach it. It slept where light could not go. Its scent was neither snake nor rat, neither sensualist nor ascetic. There are openings in our lives of which we know nothing. Through them, the belled herds travel at will, long-legged and thirsty, covered with foreign dust.
So, well, there's a couple of poems we're going to close with, and I hope that you have enjoyed the kind of intensity of feeling and balance that Hirschfeld's poetry conveys and sort of pulls you right in. You know, I think the Poetry Foundation editor, don't know his name right here. They didn't get that. Like he observed, she has a way of her poems reaching out to you and saying, read me. Read me. Okay, we're going to close the program today with, a message from Bob. You know, our most recent winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature. Bob's been controversial most of his life. And it doesn't seem to bother him much, nor be a source of particular motivation. nonetheless, I believe his reflection here. And this piece called Murder Most Foul is one of the strangest and strongest commentaries on the times of my life.
'Twas a dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that would live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a rattling high. Good day to be living and a good day to die. Being led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. They blew out the brains of the king. Thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise. Right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, how? Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry cross the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bumps coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and lower the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beat. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flying a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby Leon, I know. Shut your mouth, say it, or I ask old owl. Business is business, and it's a murder most foul. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Ancient Queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left and got my head in her lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter. No quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lie. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie, you fill me with lead. Magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Stupidest film I've seen right before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What I say? I said the soul of a nation been torn away, and it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it, rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker. Play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. Play, please don't let me be misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play Don Henley, play Glenn Frey. Take it to the limit and let it go by. Play it for Kyle Wilson too. Looking far, far away down Gower Avenue. Play Tragedy, play Twilight Time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. Ride the pink horse down that long lonesome road. Stand there and wait for his head to explode. Play Mystery Train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree. Play it for the reverend, play it for the pastor. Play it for the dog that got no master. Play Oscar Peterson. play Stan Getz, play Blue Sky, play Dickie Betts, play Art Pepper, Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, and all that junk, all that junk and all that jazz. Play something for the Birdman of Alcatraz. Play Buster Keaton, play Harold Lloyd, play Bugsy Siegel, play Birdie Boy Floyd. Play the numbers, play the odds, play Cry Me a River for the Lord of the Gods. Play number nine, play number six, play it for Nancy and Stevie Nicks. Play Nat King Cole, play Nature Boy, play Down in the Boondocks for Terry Molloy. Play It Happened One Night and White Night of Sin.
You're listening to Enlightened Radio, www.enlightenradio.org.
Play Merchant of Venice, play Merchants of Death, play Stella by Starlight for Lady Macbeth.
The Poetry Show, Mondays, 7 a.m.
Don't worry, Mr. President, help's on the way, your brothers are coming. There'll be hell to pay. Brothers, what brothers? What's this about hell? Tell them we're waiting, keep coming. We'll get them as well. Love Field is where his plane touched down, but it never did get back up off the ground. It was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. But they missed you for me and that old devil moon. Play Anything Goes at Memphis in June. Play Lonely at the Top and Lonely at the Brave. Play it for Houdini spinning around Ray. Play Jelly Roll Morton, play Lucille. Play Deep in a Dream and play Driving Wheel. Play Moonlight Sonata in F sharp. And the Key to the Highway by the King of the Harp. Play Marching to Georgia and Dumbarton. Play Darkness and Death Will Come When It Comes. Play Love Me or Leave Me by the Great Bird Pound. Play The Bloodstained Banner, play Murder Most Foul.